Hi, my name is Adie and I'm here to talk about bravery. So, my story begins in fifth grade, 1 year ago. I, for the first time, was going to a private school. And I suppose I didn't get the memo, but at this school there were very different social cues. I had never been the kid who fits in, especially with my clothing. At my old school, we had a uniform, so one of the most obvious parts of my personality, my clothing, was hidden. Some other things were obvious, but my friends had gotten used to it. I had been with them for many years. As I said, I didn't get that things would be different, so I wore a leather jacket with a flowery sleeveless shirt and a pearl choker. So I arrived at my new school wearing some of my favorite clothes. People looked at me funny, but I assumed that this was due to the fact that I was new, or maybe I was just paranoid. After a few days of me wearing more of my favorite outfits, one of the people in my class asked me, "Why do you dress that way?" I immediately started to notice what I wore. I started to notice my speech pattern. For many years, people had asked me what I was saying because they said I sounded like I, quote, ate a dictionary. I thought that I was a weirdo. That was one of the biggest mistakes I have ever made. I started to dress the way that my friends dressed. I stopped using some of the most used words in my repertoire. I decided to soak myself into their society's rules, norms, and attitudes. Eventually, I stopped noticing that I was doing it. By listening to the people that were around me, I had lost my individuality. I was suddenly scared of what people think. I, after a time, had eventually remembered that I was doing it, and I started to think to myself, "You are brave enough not to care what people think." But I was not there yet. After a while, I forgot about my new resolution, and I thought that I was close to fitting in. But then again, I was given a little reminder that I was unique, unlike anybody else, in the form of my mom's home screen on her phone. It's a picture of me in my leather jacket, flower shirt, and choker. I got a nasty shock when I saw it a few months later. I vowed not to care what they thought, and for a while, I was brave. I was totally myself. And then I went to middle school. There was a whole new set of memos there. Anything that was not obnoxiously expensive was not cool. Anything that was not their way was not okay. So I reverted back to my old ways of hiding my personality. After a little while through the year, I one day wore one of my outfits unaffected by popular demand. I was, for one day, not thinking about how to put things in simple terms for people to understand. I even brought my knitting to school. That day, I was called a grandma by 8 different people. I was given a stern look from my history teacher after I tried to bring up the topic of gun violence in relation to mental illness to what I thought was a grown-up middle school conversation. After 5th period, I gave up. I just gave up. I do not have the bravery to stand up to society and say that I don't care. First, I would have to accept that I would always be underestimated. I will never fit in. I will never be an ignorant 9-year-old again. I will need to learn that it is okay. I can't teach myself that lesson entirely alone. I need someone to help. That is why I'm so lucky that I have my mom. She is my bravery tutor. She taught me how to knit and sew. She taught me how to felt and how to do so with confidence in myself, even though she didn't realize it. She is the best role model I could ask for. In fact, my whole family is amazingly supportive. My dad always encourages me on my many new artsy hobbies. Even my brother loves and encourages me in his own way. Something many books, movies, and people don't discuss enough is that your family and friends are just as important to bravery as confidence. Your family are what keep all the little pieces that shatter off when you are broken. They are the boat that keep you afloat. Remember, you don't have to be brave alone. Let others help others and let others help you.